thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Every day, yes, sir, he's the same Jesus. Oh, how sweet the precious name. Yes, sir. Hey, the name.
Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. To be exact, our location is 2012 Fulton Street, between Howard and Saratoga Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. We're certainly grateful to God that God has given us this opportunity to come unto you on this radio station to let you know that that name Jesus is something to love. Hallelujah. It's something to fall in love with. Because when you call on that name, you can get your body healed. When you call on that name, you can get trouble washed away. When you call on that name, you can get saved. Get sins washed off you. Every day is the same Jesus. Hallelujah. All glory to God. This is the pastor of the church, Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. My name is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten. And we come today to spend some time with you, to encourage you to look to the Lord, the author and finisher of your faith. and to love that name, Jesus. Some of you today are sick and suffering. Some of you today don't know what to do. You're wringing your hands. You're pulling on your hair. Yes, 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 yes. And I come today to tell you that Jesus is the answer for you on today.
Yes.
You'll stay tuned in for the next few minutes as we have church with you. God's going to heal your body.
Yes.
God's going to deliver you.
Yes.
God's going to bring you out of that dilemma that you're in.
Hallelujah.
Just begin to love that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Begin to love on him. Begin to thank him.
Thank you.
Begin to glorify his name.
Yes.
Wherever you are, begin to praise his name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise him in the morning.
Jesus in the name.
praise him, make that sickness drop off of you. If you praise him, your money troubles will get straightened out. If you praise him, the Holy Ghost will come in. He'll fill you. You'll speak in tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. Say yes. Say yes. God bless your hearts. We're going to try to act nice now. We're going to try to act nice. Those of you who are listening to us, you might be saying, what kind of church is that? It's a Holy Ghost church. We believe in having church. Church like it used to be.
Church like it ought to be.
Church like it ought to be. Amen, amen. Sometimes, like I said on a previous broadcast, you go to some of these churches, it's blessed quietness, holy quietness. Hey. They don't make no kind of noise. But over here in Exodus, we believe in making a joyful noise. Church don't make noise like this. Just make a little noise with us while we're on the air. And then go on to your church where it's quiet at later on today. Amen. Somebody clap your hands and give the Lord a hand. Well, now remember, this is the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. And we're coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Again, we're located at 2012 Fulton Street. That's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. Right here in Brooklyn, New York. We're here every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon. In a Holy Ghost packed service. You want to get your body healed? Come on over here. You want to get blessed with the Lord? Come on over here. Amen. We are a church that believes you can get what you need from the Lord. Amen. Without any tricks and without any gimmicks. Hallelujah. All you have to do is have faith. My friends, if you can produce the faith, God can. And God will produce the miracle. Amen. How many of y'all have been healed by the power of God? Say amen. 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 How many of y'all here in the temple have been blessed of the Lord? Say amen. Amen. Now, these are the ones that are answering. They're the ones that it's done happen to. Amen. And the same thing can happen to you, my friend. Amen. Wherever you are today, under the sound of my voice, whether you're here in New York City or whether you're out of town in a distant city, Jesus Christ can do the same for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All he wants you to do is have faith in him.
Hallelujah.
Believe him for what you need. The Bible says, casting your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Jesus cares for you.
Yes.
Yeah, the devil might want to make you believe that God ain't studying about you.
That's right.
He want to make you believe that the Lord don't care for you, but yes, God does care.
Tell
him. Hallelujah.
Tell him.
He cares for you. Wherever you are, under the sound of my voice, he cares for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Believe him today and watch him show that he cares for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, oh yes, I know he cares. Oh, yes, I know my Jesus cares. Oh, yes, I know he cares. And gave his life.
Amen.
He cared so much that he let them give him stripes on his back that you might be healed.
Amen.
He cared so much that he shed his precious blood that it might wash away your sins and my sins. That's why I said, oh yes. Oh yes, I know that he cares. Cares for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, tell yourself, oh yes. Oh yes. I know my Jesus cares. Mm-hmm. Oh, oh yes. Lord, I know that he cares. I know. Say it till you make the devil mad. You now, time is getting away on the air. I'm watching the clock and the time is getting away. Some of you today are sick and suffering. Some of you don't know what to do. The doctors have done all they can for you and you still have not gotten well. I want to ask you a question today. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? We serve a great big God that's able to do more than you can ask or think. All he asks you to do is believe in him. The Bible says he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm getting ready to pray for you now, wherever you are. I'm going to ask God to touch and heal your body. If you're sick and suffering today, put your hand on your body. If you can't reach that radio, if you can reach that radio, put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. Let's believe God. I ask you again one more time. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? Why go to an untimely grave when you can live? Hallelujah. Let's believe God right now. Oh, Libby. Only believe all things are possible if you only believe. Yes, sir. So many today under the sound of my voice. They're sick and suffering, Lord. They're in pain, Lord God. Arthritis is causing them to be stiff and hurting. Some, Lord God, have a terrible disease. They've been to the doctor and the doctor has done all they can do, but cannot get them well. But Jesus, you are the chief physician. You've never lost a case. There's more medicine in the hem of your garment than there are in all the drugstores in the world. Dear Jesus, as these that are touching the radio, as these that are touching their bodies, they believe in you today to heal them. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Knock the devil out. Come on out of here, Satan. Your kingdom must come down. I adjure you by the power of Almighty God. Take your filthy hands off of these people right now. Loose hair. You lying devil that's causing asthma. You lying devil that's causing heart trouble. You lying devil that's causing high blood pressure and sugar diabetes. You lying devil that's causing blindness and deafness. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, stretch forth your mighty hand. Heal all manner of diseases wherever my voice is being heard today. Show your divine power. Work a miracle in these people's lives today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe you for it right now. We trust in you. And we thank you for doing it. We thank you that the work is already done. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is so. From the top of your heads to the soles of your feet, be thou made whole. Be thou healed. Meek. Be thou delivered. In Jesus' name. And it is done. Amen. And amen. Come on and clap your hands. Hallelujah. That's it, my friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Now it's your job to thank the Lord. Thank him for your healing. Get up and begin to walk around in your room. Begin to say, Lord, I thank you. I'm healed by your power. In Jesus' name. God bless you now. Hold on to your healing. The devil's going to try to come and snatch your healing back from you. He's going to come and tell you you ain't healed. You tell the devil, I am healed because Jesus said so.
Amen.
Amen. I believe the word of the Lord on today. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, give the Lord another hand clap here in the sanctuary. Now remember those you that are listening to us. We want to thank God for you and you, and especially you. Praise God. Remember, we invite you to come and be with us here in Brooklyn, New York, at the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We're here every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon, right here at 2012 Fulton Street. That's 2012 Fulton Street, and that's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues, right here in Brooklyn, New York. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, and I'm extending unto you a special invitation to come on here and be in the service of the Lord. Now, we invite you to write us, those of you that are listening to us, we invite you to write us and let us know that you're listening. If you have a special prayer request you want us to pray for, put it in a letter and send it to us. We'll pray for you. We have a God that answers prayer.
Amen.
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 Our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715. New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. You can call us on your telephone if you so desire. Our phone number is area code 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. If you'd like to send an offering today to help us with the expense of our radio broadcasts on these various radio stations, you can send it to us via Zelle. If you have Zelle on your phone, you can send it via Zelle. Send it to 917-513-8029. That's 917-513-8029. If you have Cash App, you can send it via Cash App. Send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. That's for those of you who have Cash App on your phone. If you'd like to email us, our email address is exodushealed@aol.com. That's exodushealed, E-X-O-D-U-S-H-E-A-L, exodushealed@aol.com. And get in touch with us, friends. We are a church that loves God's people, and we're always glad to hear God's people, amen, getting in contact with us. Remember, you're always invited to come and be with us here in Brooklyn, New York, at Exodus Healing Temple, 2012 Fulton Street, between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. Every Sunday we're here at 12 o'clock noon. We look forward to seeing you come in through the doors and be blessed of the Lord. Now, just for a few minutes, we want you to get your Bibles and go with us to the Word of the Lord. I want to encourage you. Some of y'all gave up and said, oh, well, I'm just going to give in to this sickness and I'm going to die. I'm just going to let it take me on out of here. But I want to encourage you to live today.
Amen.
As the song says, look and live. Look to Jesus Christ and live. Some of y'all are looking towards the grave. Why are you looking towards the grave? Did Jesus tell you you have to die now? Amen. I understand the word of God said it's once appointed unto man to die and then the judgment. But he didn't say when you're going to die. And he didn't tell you to look forward to dying. Hello.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm looking forward to see Jesus.
Amen.
I ain't looking towards the grave. The closer, the older I get, the more I look towards Jesus and look beyond the grave. I ain't studying no grave. I ain't studying no tombstone to be put in there. I ain't trying to figure out nothing about how they're going to dig the ground and put me in it all. No, I'm looking to Jesus.
Amen.
Look to live, my friend. Stop looking towards the grave. You're killing yourself by saying, oh, well, I'm closer to the grave than I was before. I got 1 foot in the grave and 1 foot on the banana peel. You keep thinking like that, you're going in there.
Amen.
You and the banana peel.
Amen.
Stop looking towards the grave. Look to Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I teach the folks here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, don't be looking towards the grave. Amen. Look to be here when Jesus comes.
Amen.
That's what you look forward to. Now, you might die before then, but don't be looking to die.
Amen.
I tell folks all the time, I look to be here when, if it's 200 years from now when Jesus comes, I look to be still alive.
Amen.
Let me be the oldest man on record that lived that long.
Amen.
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 That's the way, that's the attitude you got to have. Be determined, I'm going to live. Well, Brother Lawrence, you just don't know. I'm sick and I've been suffering. And the doctor's son said, I got a few days left. And they done told me they're going to put me in the hospital. They might have put you in the hospital and said, I'm going to come up out of here. I'm going to live.
Amen.
I'm not looking to die in hospice. I'm looking to live out of hospice.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what we want to tell you today. That's what we want to encourage you today. Wherever you are today, under the sound of my voice, I want you to repeat this verse that I'm getting ready to read to you right now. Repeat it all day long. You might have a pain, but repeat this verse. You might not have no money, but repeat this verse. The doctors might have given you up to die, but repeat this verse.
Amen.
Psalms, the 118th Psalms, and the 17th verse. It says, I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. That's what you got to start saying from this moment forward. Well, Brother Lawrence, I got cancer. I shall not die. And I'm going to live. This cancer's going to be melted up and dried up from the root. Because
I'm going to live.
God's going to move this cancer out of my body. Yes, I might have a tumor, but I'm going to live. Might have a tumor.